My name is Jackie Johnson, and I've been asked to take a few moments to share with you my experiences with indexing. I'm a beginner. I started indexing a few years ago, and it frustrated me so much that I gave up quite rather quickly. But I was determined I was going to overcome my fear and learn how to do it properly. We were given this challenge in our stake, and I'm very grateful for it because it pushed me into trying harder. I began on the easy and the intermediate indexing assignments. And then as I became a little more sure of what I was doing, you know, I enjoyed more and more of the little more challenging ones. It was a wonderful experience. I felt very strongly that I was doing a service and helping those that had gone beyond the veil, and it was a wonderful blessing for me as well. I grew up in Central Africa in a country called Zambia, originally Northern Rhodesia. So when I discovered there were needs to be done for Zambia, there were baptisms and death certificates to index, I was really thrilled. I spoke two languages, and so the names and the places were very familiar to me. In fact, there were many street names that I knew well, and townships, African townships that I knew well. So that had a great meaning to me. The ones that really affected my heart were the death certificates. There were some that a man is riding on a bicycle to work or just riding down the road on his bicycle, and he's hit by a car and dies. There's no name on him, no identification, and no one that came to claim his body. And it really affected me greatly that these dear people died without anyone really knowing who they were. Some were babies dying at birth. One of them that really affected me as well was a mother gave birth and her little baby died within a few days simply from the mother's malnutrition and of course the baby's malnutrition. But the mother had very poor post-birth care, and because of that the mother died and the baby died, and those really touched my heart and brought tears to me. It's very important that we do this work, and I realize from this experience how important it is. And even though we may be nervous and afraid and, like me, feel like I had to do it perfectly before I could do it properly, we need to overcome that fear. Another wonderful experience I had was my great-grandfather had immigrated to New Zealand, and in family search and research that my mother had done and I had done, we were able to find out his burial place and find his headstone. But my indexing experience brought me to Australia, and I found quite a few of my ancestors. I was doing their probates and their wills, and that really touched me as well, because it's been difficult as a convert to the church to do family research. So there I was able to find some of my ancestors that were now living in Australia, and there were addresses and all kinds of information that I've kept record of to be able to use for further research. Now that I've overcome my nervousness and realized that someone is going to review the work I've done, and so if I've made mistakes, hopefully they can pick them up, I feel an earnestness each day to do some more batches. And it's rather exciting and wonderful, and our lives are blessed because of it. I am so grateful for this wonderful blessing that we have of technology, that we can further the Lord's work even more intensely than we've ever done before. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.